俾我哋早上嘅同嘅喺主面前嚟到擘饼纪念佢。
We thank the Lord that He has given us the opportunity to break bread in His presence to remember Him.
但系主嘅爱更多嘅嚟到摸着我哋嘅心。
And may the love of the Lord touch our hearts even more.
叫我哋能够有一个迫切等候主翻嚟嘅心思。
So that we may have a very fervent, anxious heart to await for His return.
我哋都感谢主俾我哋早上继续能够一同嘅喺主嘅话语上高互相嘅嚟到勉励。
We also thank the Lord for the opportunity again to once again share in His presence to review together and encourage one another.
这次从星期五晚上开始，主俾我心里面嘅一个感觉，同弟兄姊妹嚟到思想喺圣经当中三个嘅主仆人嘅职事。
This time the Lord has given me this thought to share with brothers and sisters from three particular individuals in the New Testament and their ministries.
过去我哋已经稍微交通过关乎彼得嘅职事。
In the past, we have somewhat already shared on the ministry of Peter.
亦都交通过关乎到保罗嘅职事。
We have also shared concerning the ministry of Paul.
我哋睇见神藉着彼得打开咗呢一个嘅福音嘅门。
We see that through Peter, the gospel, the door to the gate to the gospel was opened.
我们都看见过神怎样藉着这个保罗来到作建造的工作。
We also see through the ministry of Paul that God used him to do the building work.
今天早上呢，我们盼望能够从约翰的身上高来到有一点的领受。
This morning we want to receive from John upon his work.
所以请听着我们先回到新约的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, please let us turn to the New Testament.
约翰福音。
The Gospel according to John.
我们先看约翰福音第一章。
I will first read the Gospel according to John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
The Gospel according to John, chapter 1.
第35节开始。
Begin with verse 32.
约翰福音第一章35节，请大家听我读。
Please listen as I read the Gospel according to John chapter 1 verse 35.
在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说：看啊，这是神的羔羊。两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。耶稣转过身来看见他们跟着，就问他们说：你们要什么？他们说：拉比在哪里住？拉比翻出来就是夫子。耶稣说：你们来看。他们就去看他在哪里住，这一天便与他同住。那时若有新证了，听见约翰的话跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。好，然后我们再回到去这个的马太福音。
We have read to verse 40. Please also turn to the gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音第四章。
Chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
第21节。
Starting with verse 21.
从那里往前走，又看见弟兄二人，就是西比泰的儿子雅各和他兄弟约翰，同他们的父亲西比泰在船上捕网。耶稣就招呼他们，他们立刻舍了船，别了父亲，跟从了耶稣。
Read to verse 22.
好，我们再回转头来看约翰福音第一章。
Let us go back once again to look at the Gospel of John chapter 1.
我们这次从第一节开始来看。
This time we'll read beginning with verse 1.
约翰福音第一章
John chapter 1
第一节至第四节
verses 1 through 4。
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是藉着他做的， 凡被造的没有一样不是藉着他造的，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。第十四节
Verse 14，
道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。好，然后我们再看约翰福音第二十一章。
Also turn to the Gospel of John chapter 20.
第二十章。
Chapter 20.
最后一节。
The last verse.
约翰福音第二十章，末了一节，三十一节。但记这些事是要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他就可以因他的名得生命。
John chapter 20 verse 31。
我们再翻到约翰一书。
Let us also turn to 1 John。
约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1。
第一节
，verse 1
至到第三节
，First John chapter 1 through 3。
论到从起初原有生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又作见证，将原与父同在，且显现与我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们再从第五节读来。神就是光，在他毫无黑暗，这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若说越是与神相交，他仍在黑暗旅行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
Read also verse 5 through 7.
然后我们再看第二章的第七节。
Chapter 2 verse
7. 亲爱的弟兄啊，我写给你们的不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令。这旧命令就是你们所听见的道。在这我写给你们的是一条新命令，在主是真的，在你们也是真的，因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照人。人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里。爱弟兄的就是住在光明中，在他并没有跌半跌的缘由，唯独恨弟兄的是在黑暗里，且在黑暗里行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。
Read to verse 11.
好，我们再看第四章。
First John chapter 4.
第四章第十一节。
Verse 11.
亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
Verses 11 and 12.
最后我们回到启示录第二章。
Lastly, let us turn to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
第一节
，verse 1
至到第七节
，verses 1 through
7。你要写信给以弗所教会的使者，说：那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的，说：我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒，却不是使徒的。看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐曾为我的名劳碌并不乏倦。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回转你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里， 把你的灯材从原处挪去。然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼哥拉党的人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他。我想我们就读这么多。
That would be all the passages we read for now. Let us bow for a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢你，让我们清晨一同来到你的面前。
Heavenly Father, we thank thee that once again this morning we can come into thy presence.
但愿我们再一次被召集在你跟前，我们能够再一次听见你自己的话。
May it be once again as we're gathered together in thy presence, we may hear thy voice.
父，我们感谢你，你自己在爱子里来到拣选我们。
Father, we thank thee because thou hast chosen us in the beloved.
你建立你的教会，你都要建造，要得着你的教会。
Thou art to build thy church and to receive thy church.
所以我们十分相信你知道我们的境况，你要将我们带回到你自己心意的里头去。
We know that thou knowest us well and desire to bring us back into thy will.
愿早上你的话语再一次进到我们心的里头。
Once again, we pray that thy word will enter into our hearts.
我们等候在你面前，但愿你自己来到向我们心说话。
We await for thee and we pray that thy word will enter into our hearts.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. 当我们来到思想到约翰的职事，
As we consider the ministry of John,
好自然地我们需要从约翰这个人先来到思想一下。
Very naturally, we have to consider about John, this person.
圣经让我们看见约翰是主耶稣所呼召的门徒的头一批。
We can see from the scriptures that John was one of the first disciples that the Lord Jesus has called.
在约翰福音里面，我们刚才所读的，我们就看见那树因着这个施洗约翰所作的见证，有两个门徒转过来就跟从这位耶稣。
From the passage we just read earlier, because of the testimony of John the Baptist, there are two disciples that turned to follow the Lord Jesus.
圣经告诉我，这两个门徒其中一个就是叫做安德烈。
One of the disciples the scriptures record for us is Andrew.
但是并没有记载另外一个的人的名。
But the other disciple's name was not recorded.
读圣经都十分的相信这个另外一个人就是写约翰福音的约翰。
The Bible scholars all agree that the other name that was not recorded is John, who is also the one who was used to write the Gospel of John.
他本来是施洗约翰的门徒。
He originally was a disciple of John the Baptist.
但是因着施洗约翰在那大城峰为着主作见证。
But because John the Baptist bore testimony there for the Lord.
约翰啊，神的羔羊。
John the Baptist said, Behold, the Lamb of God.
当那天施洗约翰对他门徒说，看啊，神的羔羊的时候。
As John the Baptist said to his disciples, Behold, the Lamb of God.
他门徒有这两位就转过来跟从耶稣。
These two of his disciples then turned to follow after the Lord Jesus.
好奇妙的圣经记载这两个人跟从耶稣。
Very wonderfully, then the scriptures record for us.
当耶稣转个身来问他们你要什么啊？
These two disciples followed the Lord Jesus and the Lord turned to ask them, What seek ye?
夫子在哪里住啊？
They asked the Lord,Rabbi, Master, where do you abode?
这个是一个很奇妙的一个问题。
Now, this is a very interesting question.
很多年前呢，我亦都读到这个圣经。
Many years ago, I read this passage.
我就很受这个圣经里面的帮助。
I was greatly helped by these words.
我心里面想，如果有一日人家问我，在街上撞到我，他说某某人在哪里住啊？
I thought to myself, if one day I was on the street and I ran into someone and the question was posed to me,So and so, where do you live?
咁我应该有啲咩反应？
What ought to be my response?
我会唔会好似主耶稣咁样反应话，你哋嚟睇下？
Would I respond as the Lord Jesus, come and see?
虽然圣经冇记载，当我哋睇完主耶稣所住嘅环境系点样？
Even though the scriptures did not record for us the description of where the Lord Jesus abode.
佢哋嗰日同主睇一睇呢位主耶稣所住嘅地方。
But as the disciples went to come and see where the Lord abode,
圣经话佢哋就与主同住。
The scriptures record for us that they abode with him.
我想如果嗰日我话你嚟睇一睇咧
，If I said to the person who would ask me, come and see,
人哋对我一定有另外新嘅形象。
Perhaps they will have another impression of me.
所以咧，我就从嗰日开始咧，我谂下我每一次出门口咧，我一定要将间屋执齐整啲。
So I thought to myself from that time on, when I go out, just in case, I better tidy up my place before I leave.
如果唔系人哋一嚟都睇啦，呢间屋咧乱七八糟噶，呢个人真系不得了啦。
Otherwise, they will come and see and what a mess my house is, then that would be a bad impression.
我哋嘅主 遇见呢两个门徒。
Our Lord encountered these two disciples.
又或者从另外讲呢两个门徒，佢哋遇见主。
Or in other words, these two disciples met the Lord.
佢哋同主同住。
And they abode with the Lord.
就咁样住，佢哋就跟从咗耶稣。
As they made their abode with the Lord, they followed after him.
当主嚟到呼召门徒嘅时候
，As the Lord called his disciples.
我哋睇见彼得固然亦都喺嗰一段时间当中，佢亦都被主所遇见。
We see also.That Peter during that time was also met by the Lord.
因为系嗰个安德烈将呢一个嘅彼得带到主嘅面前去。
For it was Andrew who brought Peter before the Lord.
然后圣经就好像再将就暂时将彼得放低咗落嚟一样。
It seems as if the scriptures temporarily lay Peter aside.
然后嚟到马太福音第四章嘅时候。
And then when we get to Matthew chapter 4,
我们看见主在加利利行走,
we saw as the Lord was walking by the Sea of Galilee.
当施洗约翰他被下在监里,
when John the Baptist was in prison,
我们主开始出来传道了,
as our Lord was preaching in public.
在加利利海边行走就看见这些人在那个地方看彼得他在船上高撒网。
As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw these people, and Peter was on the boat casting the net.
他就呼召他来跟从我。
He called for Peter, come and follow me.
我要叫你得人如得鱼一样。
I will make you fishers of men.
他也都呼召这个的约翰和雅各。
He also came to call John and James.
我们就看见彼得他被呼召来到跟从主。
We see that Peter was called to come and follow after the Lord.
很明显地在加利利的那一刻。
Very apparently during that moment in Galilee.
这个的呼召很清晰地临到这个的人身上。
The calling of the Lord fell very clearly upon this person.
自然地约翰也是一个蒙召的人。
John was also one who was called.
但是如果你稍微仔细来到思想一下的时候。
But if we somewhat pay careful attention.
你发现这个约翰和彼得有一点多的不同的。
You'll discover there was quite some difference between Peter and John.
因为你看见约翰福音第四章这样的记载。
For we see this recorded in Gospel according to John chapter 4.
主知道法利赛人说他呢收的门徒呢比这个施洗约翰还多。
For the Pharisees knew that the disciples following after the Lord Jesus was greater than John the Baptist.
离开了这个犹大去了加利利了。
So then the Lord Jesus left the place of Judea and went to Galilee.
而圣经括弧的其实不是主施洗而是他的门徒来到施洗。
There it records for us in parentheses, for it was not the Lord who was baptizing, but his disciples who were baptizing.
你就发现到在这个地方记了一段这样的说话。
When we see that passage being recorded in that passage.
这段说话是其他福音书里面没有记载的。
These words were not recorded in the other gospels.
是特别只有约翰福音先记载的。
Yet it was especially mentioned in the gospel according
to
John.
为什么缘故呢？
Why is that?
因为从那天这个施洗约翰这个约翰他同主耶稣同住。
That is because from that day on,This John, the apostle, dwelt abode with the Lord.
他似乎就一直都同主喺埋一齐一样。
It seems as if from that day on he was with the Lord.
冇错，佢仍旧有佢自己嘅职业。
Yes, he still had his own occupation.
佢仍旧会帮佢父亲嚟到打鱼。
He was still a fish for his father.
所以主嚟到加利利嘅时候，主呼召佢。
Therefore, when the Lord was by the Sea of Galilee, he called for John.
但系我哋知道主喺施洗约翰佢未下在监里嘅之前。
But we know that the Lord before John the Baptist was in prison.
有一段时间他的工作是同这个施洗约翰是同时间的。
Before that time, the Lord's work was parallel at the same time with John the Baptist.
直至到施洗约翰被下在监里主先公开的他这样来到侍奉。
Only after John the Baptist was in prison, then the Lord served publicly.
正因为这样的缘故我们先看到约翰福音第四章有这样的一个记载。
It is because of that reason we see this special recording in the Gospel according to John chapter 4.
主未在加利利公开的来到工作。
As the Lord served publicly in Galilee.
他就曾经在犹大地方已经有一些的工作了。
He already began his work in the region of Judea.
因此引起了一些的法利赛人的注意。
Therefore, some of the Pharisees took note.
而这些这样的故事
and these stories,
约翰记在心里头的。
That John kept in his heart.
约翰也都同时间都在那个地方的。
Because at that time, John was also there.
所以他说其实不是主替这些人施洗而是他的门徒。
Therefore, in parentheses, it says, for it was not the Lord who was baptizing, but his disciples.
相信可能约翰亦都喺其中有份啦。
Perhaps John himself was one of those disciples.
所以你就睇见呢一位嘅约翰。
Therefore, we can see this particular John. 佢从开始跟从主。 Even from the beginning, he followed the Lord.
佢就同主有一个非常之紧密嘅关系。
He had a very close relationship with the Lord.
佢就一个相当靠近主嘅人。
He was one who was very near to the Lord.
呢个系约翰嘅一个特别嘅地方。
And this is the uniqueness about this John.
弟兄姊妹，我哋同主发生关系。
Brothers and sisters, as we had a relationship with the Lord.
我哋遇见咗主。
We have met the Lord.
我哋按着正常嘅情况嚟讲。
In a normal condition.
就应当好似约翰同主嘅关系一样。
It ought to be as this relationship between the Lord and John.
系应当常常同主喺埋一齐。
That we shall always abide together with the Lord.
自然地我哋可以话我哋仍旧有我哋自己嘅工作。
Yes, we may have our own occupation.
自然地我哋都有啲时候会话，好似主呼召我哋有另外一个特别嘅地方。
Or at times we see that the Lord has called us to another special work.
但系严格说嚟，我哋会睇见我哋呢啲人蒙主自己所拣选。
But very strictly speaking, we realize we are those who are specially chosen by the Lord.
所要求嘅乃系我哋常常嘅同佢喺埋一齐。
What the Lord requires in our life is to always abide with Him.
我哋唔单止被主遇见。Not
only are we met by the Lord.
我哋乃系应当时常。 与主在一起的一群人,
but we ought to be a group who are always with the Lord. Because then this will set for us a very firm foundation in our spiritual
walk.
Then we are able to see what is the Lord's calling and direction for
祂有什么要托付在我们身上,
us. What is it that He wants to entrust to us?
所以你就看见约翰他留下给我们的一些记录,
therefore, when we see these recordings that John has left, how he was one who had this relationship with the Lord. Because he has such a close, intimate relationship with the Lord. Later on, we see as he followed the Lord and he served the Lord, there's a uniqueness to that.
在圣经当中的记载,
in the scriptures,
我们看见约翰,
we see that John is a very unique person.
没错,
Yes, he may be one who has his special character.
当我们主将一些十二个门徒聚集在一起,
when the Lord called his 12 disciples together,
或者说从群众当中呼召拣选这十二个门徒,
that from the multitude he called and chose these 12 disciples.
这个我们在马可福音第三章我们看到,
we can see that in the Gospel of Mark chapter 3.
主不单止替这个西门 西门彼得改他名叫做基法,
not only did the Lord change the name of Simon Peter to Cephas,
主亦都对这个约翰改他的一个名,
the Lord also changed the name of John.
主请他做半尼奇,
and the Lord called him for Jonas.
他意思就是雷子的意思,
that is the son of thunder, John Bonagus.
似乎从外面来看, 主形容这个人叫做雷子,
in other words, the Lord called John as the son of thunder.
从我们的印象来看,
when we look at the impression we have of John, this doesn't match.
因为当你想到约翰的时候,
because when we think of John,
你会极端地想到两个点,
we very naturally have two extremes.
第一个点你想到, 每一次想到约翰, 你就想到他是一个老人家。
First, when we think of John, we think of him as an elderly John.
因为他我们常常称他做老约翰,
for many times we call him John the Elder.
因为事实上在12个门徒当中, 他是最长命的一个。
For the fact is, amongst the 12 disciples, he lived the longest.
你记得来到约翰最后面的一章的时候,
you realize even at the last chapter of John,
在那个复活早晨主和门徒再相遇,
as the Lord met the disciples on that morning when he was risen,
彼得曾经问过主一个问题,
Peter had asked the Lord this question.
他看到旁边他的兄弟约翰,
when he saw his brother John next to him,
他说这人将来如何啊?
And Peter asked the Lord about John, what about him?
因为彼得听见主对他自己的形容,
that is because Peter heard what the Lord described about his own
future. 他说年轻的时候可以随意往来,
the Lord said to Peter, you go as you want when you are young.
但你年老的人要将你绑住,
But when you are old, you will be bound and taken to places where you do not desire.
哎呀, 所以他就觉得, 咁, 其他人怎么?
So Peter thought to himself, that's about me. What about him?
当我转个身来一看,
so he turned, and he saw John there.
所以他说, 咁他又怎么?
And so he asked the Lord, what about him?
哎, 这个人将来怎么样?
What about John? What will happen to him?
主要他将来怎么样? 不关你事。
And the Lord said, what is that to you?
就算我留到他等我回来, 那又跟你有什么关系呢?
What if I kept him until my return? What is that to you?
所以下面就说了, 那从此以后呢, 门徒当中就说, 哎呀, 这个的约翰呢, 他是不死的。
And then, therefore, it records for us there, that it was said amongst the disciples that John will live and will not die.
哎呀, 他要等主回来的,
because he will wait for the Lord's return.
当然主的话不是一个这样的说话,
of course, that is not what the Lord was saying.
我们常常呢, 都是好像, 似乎很关心别人, 其实说一些八卦,
even though we say, we put it in a nice way, we care about others to ask, but in fact, we are just curious.
所以主说这个不关你事,
the Lord says, that is not your business.
但事实上你看见, 我们主比约翰在地上的生活的寿命确实是比其他门徒都长。
Yet we see that the life which the Lord has given unto John was in fact longer than the other disciples.
主留他来到九十几岁将近一百岁的时间。
It was in his 90s, about when he was 100.
所以我们对于约翰我们就有一个形象他是一个老人家。
Therefore the first impression we have of John, he is an elderly man.
当他来到向我们讲说话的时候他已经是一个年纪大的人。 他来到向我们讲出神的话。
When he spoke to us and wrote to us, it was in his elderly age when he revealed the word of God to us.
但另一方面,我们如果仔细看,我们都知道约翰是一个最年轻的人。
Yet, when we look carefully, also amongst the disciples, John was the youngest.
因为在12个门徒当中,似乎彼得是最大的。
Because amongst the 12 disciples, it seems as Peter was the oldest.
所以他也常常表现出他是一个老大哥的样。
Therefore, he always manifests these actions that he is the oldest.
但另一方面,你看见约翰,应当似乎是最小的那一个。
From the other recordings, we see as if John was the youngest amongst the disciples.
我们怎么知道呢?
How do we know that?
因为你记得当主耶稣那晚同门徒一同吃最后的逾越节晚餐的时候。
For you recall on that last evening when the disciples dined with the Lord at Passover.
在那个晚上有一个人。
There on that night, there was this person.
圣经说他倒在耶稣的怀里。
The scriptures record for us that this person laid in the bosom of the Lord.
那很显然地, 这个动作应该是什么人的动作?
Apparently, this action would be an action of how old is this person?
耶稣当时只不过30多岁的一个人。
At that time, our Lord himself was in his 30s.
旁边有个人突然倒在他怀里面。
Now, if next to the Lord, there's someone who laid on his bosom.
圣经很清楚,他靠近他来问主的话的。
So he laid in his bosom to ask the Lord.
这个人倒在他怀里呢?
Now, this person who laid in his bosom.
如果是老人家,
if it was an older person,
除非晕了,
unless he fainted into his bosom,
如果不是这个30多岁的年轻人,他突然这么大年纪倒在旁边做什么?
For someone who is in his 30s, why would he fall to next to him, someone in his bosom?
这个不是挺可能, 对吗?
That's not very possible.
只有一个少年人,他比主耶稣年纪又轻, 所以他很, 怀着一个很年轻的心态,一个少年他就来到问主耶稣。
Perhaps a young man with that mindset and attitude, very close to the Lord, laying by his bosom to ask the Lord a question. Because he felt the great love of the Lord. He was very near to the Lord.
So
he asked the Lord. He laid in the Lord's bosom to ask the Lord.
自然地我们知道,当主所坐的那些凳,跟我们坐的不一样。
We also know the dining setup was different from the one we know today. As they dined for meals and dinner, it was they were reclining.
这约翰他就躲在主的怀里面。
So this John laid in the bosom of the Lord.
亦都因为这样的缘故,你就看见不单止他是个年轻人。
For these reasons, not only see we, he is a young man.
你都看见在约翰方里面记载, 有一句这样的说话,
in the gospel according to John, we also see these words.
这样方里面找不到约翰的名,
we cannot see the name of John in the gospel of John.
但你却找到一句的说话,
but we see these words.
耶稣所爱的那个门徒,
it is the disciple whom Jesus loved.
这个似乎是公认的一件事。
It seems as if this was publicly acknowledged.
这个也都是他自己很清楚的一件事。
This is something that he also was very clear on.
他实在深深体会到, 他遇见主就被主所爱。
He truly felt and knew that because he was met by the Lord, he was one that was loved by the Lord. Even though he was a young man.
但主遇见他, 主的爱就充满他,
but the Lord met him and the Lord's love filled him.
他都深深体会主的爱,
and he deeply felt the love of the Lord.
这个是约翰,
and this is who we see about John.
但是我们从外面,
but when we look at the wording, the recordings to see John,
我们主看约翰,
yet that's what we see on the writing. Yet when the Lord looked at John, it was not so.
我们看外表,
we look at the appearance, but God tells us he looks at our heart. He knows each one of us and our situation.
从外表看来,
now, on the surface, this young man.
从外表看来,
perhaps he is one very gentle, very meek.
好像他从来都没有被我们看见有什么特别的在地方来争取的。
Or perhaps there's nothing that he is very outstanding or very aggressive.
但是主看到这个人,
but the Lord saw this man.
这个人是一个不简单的人,
and the Lord said, this is not a simple person.
这个人是雷子,
he is the son of thunder.
这个人是会打雷的,
and this one can thunder.
哎呀,这个人从外表看来是一个很内向型的人。
Now, externally, perhaps we think of John as someone who is introvert.
但好像不是多讲说话的。
And he is one who does not speak much.
在十二个门徒当中讲话讲得最多的就是彼得。
The one who spoke the most amongst the 12 disciples were Peter.
甚至乎讲到地步,你看见主常常都要停下他讲的说话的。
Perhaps Peter spoke so much that the Lord had to stop him.
但是约翰,他不是多记载,被你看到他讲说话。
But John, we do not see too much recording of his speaking.
但是你不要以为他不讲,
but do not think because he did not say anything. It's fine if he kept his mouth silent, but when he spoke, he is as thunder.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, one of who speaks much. Perhaps because they speak so much, you know them a little more. But one who is always quiet on the side, then actually that person you have to keep your eye on.
因为你摸不到他底,
because you just don't know where he's coming from.
如果人家哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩哩
how he's doing.
因为如果唔讲嘢，你又唔认识佢啊，对唔对
？Because if that person's silent, you don't know him.
所以箴言书话俾你听，愚昧人如果唔讲嘢，就好似聪明人啦。
And so in the book of Proverbs, it tells us that the fool who keeps his mouth silent is as one who is wise.
佢从来都唔讲嘢嘅，你就真系到底呢个人系好神秘啊
！If one who's always quiet, you will find that person very mysterious.
约翰第二的而出嘅就好少讲嘢嘅。
John actually did not speak much.
但系原来佢唔系唔讲嘢嘅。
It is not that he does not say.
佢系个脑筋比佢讲嘅发表得更加快。
It's just that in his mind, it was more faster than he can express himself.
佢好多嘢都喺里面先谂咗先。
He always think it through first.
佢除非佢唔讲，讲咗出嚟，仲系会。世不惊人，语不忧啊！
Unless he did not speak, if he did, it would shock you.
啊，佢好强嘅。
It is very strong. He's strong-minded.
所以主要佢系雷子。
Therefore, the Lord called him.
佢如果唔讲嘢就白，一讲嘢就好似打雷一样。
He would be good to be silent, but when he spoke, it is as thunder.
系有力嘅。
It is strong.
系强烈嘅。
It is powerful.
系需要你对佢有反应嘅。
You have to have a response to it.
你记得有一次啊，佢哋喺。同主耶稣喺埋一齐嘅时候
，You recall one time when they were with the Lord Jesus。
系啊，约翰嚟到话俾主听。
And John came to tell the Lord。
佢话我睇到有一个人。
I see someone。
佢同我哋冇相干。
Now they have nothing to do with。
但佢竟然咧奉你嘅名嚟到赶鬼。
But they would cast devils out in your name。
好显然呢件事系唔关佢事。
Now we're apparently this is not their
work。我哋同你嘅关系好唔相同。
But it's different for our relationship with
you。我哋先至系咧有资格奉你名嘅人。
We are to be the ones who have the qualification to do this in your name。
呢个人竟然咧奉你嘅名。
But these people in your name are doing it.
用你嘅名嚟赶鬼。
And they cast out demons。
所以咧，我当时即时就禁止佢。
And so we forbade them。
他以为他要来到主耶稣面前领功。
So he said, he thought by doing this before the Lord, he can have some merit.
他以为主耶稣一定会称赞他。
Perhaps he thought the Lord will praise him.
但是这次他撞板。
No, but he did wrong this time.
主说凡是不是敌挡我们的就是帮我们。
The Lord said, those who are not against us are for us.
另外一次你看到主耶稣和他们门徒要往这个耶路撒冷去的时候。
Another recording we see that the Lord was to go to Jerusalem with his disciples.
哎呀他们经过这个撒玛利亚。
They were passing through Samaria.
圣经怎么形容?
How does the scriptures record
this? 这些撒玛利人因着主耶稣往这个面向耶路撒冷去,
when the Lord went to Jerusalem, facing toward Jerusalem.
按着常理犹太人是不会经过撒玛利亚,穿过撒玛利亚而去耶路撒冷的。
According to logic, as they faced Jerusalem to go there, they would not go through Samaria.
但是那次主耶稣带着门徒就经过撒玛利亚往耶路撒冷去。
But in that instance, the Lord took his disciples and went to Jerusalem, going through Samaria.
所以撒玛利人对他就不友善。
Therefore, the Samaritans were not friendly
towards him. 撒玛利人就藐视主，甚至乎要不接待主。
The Samaritans despised the Lord, also not even welcoming him.
当然门徒一定非常之不高兴。
Of course, the disciples were not happy about it.
最不高兴就是约翰这两兄弟。
And it was John and his brother who was most unpleasant about it.
所以圣经就记载给我看见这两兄弟来到主耶稣面前。
Well, therefore, the scriptures record for us, these two brothers came to the Lord, and what did they say?
这班这么好的人。
Now look at these who are so despicable. Lord, shall we pray?
我们好像以利亚一样,
just as Elijah.
求天降火将来烧了他,
that the heavens will come and destroy them by fire.
哎呀, 你看他们忘记了, 他们站在哪里?
You see, they've forgotten where they stand.
他们以为他们 还本领过主,
they think that they're even greater than the Lord.
你不用动手等我们来,
Lord, you don't need to do anything.
我们祷告求天将火来烧了他,
let us pray and the fires will descend to destroy them.
你看这个就是他们的心,
and this is the heart of them we see.
主没说随便做,
and the Lord did not say do as you will.
主说你心是怎么样, 你们不知道,
and the Lord says you do not know how your heart is.
我来不是要这样,
this is not what I've come for.
你就看见这个是我们主和他的不相同,
and this we can see the difference between the disciples and the Lord.
当时主虽然面对着耶路撒冷,
and even though the Lord was facing toward Jerusalem,
他准备到耶路撒冷 要受这个祭司文士的害,
he was about to be hurt, harmed by the disciples, the Pharisees and the scribes and the elders.
十字架就摆在前头了,
and the cross was before him.
但主的心却和他们的门徒完全不一样,
yet the heart of the Lord was completely different than that of the disciples.
另一方面看见约翰这个人实在一个不得了的人,
on the other hand, we see how great this person is.
雷子,
he is a son of thunder.
里面充满了这个炸药一样,
within him is filled as if with explosives.
他并不是不想坐,想得高位,
it is not that he does not want to do well.
他常常在彼得的旁边,
many times he is by Peter's side.
哎呀, 但是你却看见彼得常常在这地方出头,
we see that Peter is always the one who is outstanding.
他并不是不想 有一个位份,
it is not that John does not want a seat for himself.
心里面时时都思想,
he's always thinking about this.
想到地步,一定回到家里,都是在地方讲说话,
he thought so much about this, even when he got home, he was thinking and expressing this.
所以你就记得有一天呢, 他的妈妈带着他两兄弟就来到主耶稣的面前。
So you recall the recording that one day John and James, their mother, came with the sons to the Lord Jesus.
你知道在肉身来讲, 他的妈妈就是主耶稣的姨妈。
You know, physically speaking, John and James' mother is the aunt of the Lord Jesus.
他们跟主耶稣说, 主耶稣啊, 是不是我们求你什么呢? 你都答应了。
So they came to the Lord and said, Lord, will you answer any of our requests?
这个问题, 如果我们回答的话呢, 很简单,
if it was for us to answer this question, it's very simple.
因为主耶稣曾经讲过, 敲门就给你们开门嘛,
because the Lord said, knock and the door shall be open unto you.
要求什么你就说啊,
so whatever you ask, tell me.
这个如果是我们说, 那你就求, 即管求,
and so our answer would be, yes, whatever you want.
主耶稣你想爱什么啊?
But the Lord said, what is it that you want?
主耶稣并没有答应他,
the Lord did not answer, agree to them.
他听了,他就以为真了。
They heard this and they thought it was real.
我很简单的。
Now it's just very simple.
当你得着权柄,得位份,得着国的时候呢,
now when you gain your kingdom,
我两个仔呢, 一个坐你右边,一个坐你左边。
A very simple request. My two sons, one will be on your right and one will be on your left.
你其他的凳怎么安排呢?不要紧。
Now whatever you arrange for the other seating is fine, it's up to you.
左右两边一定是我的仔的。
But the right and the left, that's for my son.
就是一个这么简单的要求的。
See, it's a very simple request.
但是这个好像看来很简单的要求,你就看到他们两兄弟心里面想什么。
Even though it's a very simple request, you can see what these two brothers are always thinking about.
坐在两边都是最重要的,
who are next to the king, right and left, they are most important, right?
这两个是最重要的位,
these are very important seats.
哎呀, 他们要得着这个权柄,
And they want to gain this authority.
主啊,你们求的什么,你们都不知道。
And the Lord says, you do not know what you're asking for.
我所受的洗,你们可以吗?
Are you able to be baptized with what I'm to be baptized?
我所喝的杯,你们可以喝吗?
Are you able to drink the cup which I'm about to drink?
我们当然可以啦。
They said, of course we can.
因为他根本不知道什么叫主的洗,什么叫主的杯。
For they did not know what it means to drink the Lord's cup and what the Lord is to be baptized with.
所以你就看见这个约翰的,而且他是里面深沉着一些东西。
Therefore, we can realize that John indeed is thinking about certain things.
但是我们感谢神,
but we thank God.
你看见神能够改变每一个人,
we can see that God is able to transform each and everyone.
神怎么改变彼得?
How God transformed Peter.
要叫彼得成为一个神手中可以用的器皿,
so that Peter can be a vessel that was meet for God's use.
神亦都同样可以改变约翰,
likewise, God is able to transform Peter, John.
要这个人能够在神的手里面,不单止能够被用,能够显出一个更深沉的属天的品质,
so that this person would not only be able to be used of God, but also manifest a heavenly character.
弟兄姊妹,我们每一个蒙恩的人,
brothers and sisters, each one of us who are saved by grace, let us not forget as we come into God's presence. When we are saved and gained by Him, the love of God to us has never changed. He always has a higher requirement for us, so that we may be transformed to meet His nature, so that we can be a vessel that is transformed to be meet for His use, to manifest His glory. Sadly, on the one hand, we do not know ourselves well. On the other hand, we are unwilling to place ourselves in the hand of God. We are always holding tightly onto ourselves, lest the Lord would transform us in any way. So even after we believed in the Lord for quite some time, we are still ourselves. We still want to keep our own. Therefore, we cannot be used to accomplish the will of God. God has chosen us. Even from the first day when He came to us, He has began His transforming work upon us. That is because He desires through us to manifest Himself. This is a very important heart which the Lord has upon us. Unless we are transformed, we cannot be used to do the will of God. Even though we do not know ourselves, but do not forget,
我们主对于我们是完全的了解,
our Lord completely knows us in and out.
祂知道怎样来到改变我们,
He knows full well how to transform us.
祂知道什么环境能够来到改变我们,
He knows what the circumstances are needed to transform us.
所以有些时候我们问一些事情,
therefore sometimes when we ask certain things,
为什么会发生在我身上,
we ask, why does this happen to me?
何必偏偏选择我?
Why is it? It must be me. Go ask the Lord. The Lord knows well what is important for us. The Lord knows well how He is to gain us. If we are truly coming before the Lord, if we know His heart, then we are able to have peace in His presence. If we do not come into the Lord's presence, come into the presence of man, then we'll never find rest. We thank the Lord. This person in the hand of the Lord was transformed. Therefore, one day when we read the Gospels of the writings of John, we can see everyone follows the Lord. But we see one who was filled of explosive. He was indeed brought into being gentle. Even though he wanted to be head, to have a high position, but in the hand of God, we can see he is brought to the point. He is able to hide himself. No longer does he want to manifest himself.
弟兄姊妹,
brother brothers and sisters. We see this is John.
雖然他被聖靈所感動記下了主的生平,
though he was moved by the Holy Spirit to record the recording of the Lord and the writing of the Gospel according to John, but yet he has never mentioned about himself because he was gained by the Lord.
他所需要的责任,
The responsibility which he needed. It is for others to know about his Lord. It is not for others to see himself. But he only tells you. He is one who is receiving the Lord's grace. He is one who is loved by the Lord. We see when the Lord was risen from the dead. When the Spirit descended. When we read the book of Acts. We can see many recordings. John was there.
五旬節聖靈降臨,
doing Pentecost when the Spirit descended.
很顯然地被聖靈充滿的120人當中,
we can see amongst the 120 that was filled of the Spirit.
在房子裡頭的120人,
this 120 who was in the upper room,
包括這些使徒們,
included the apostles.
他在其中,
John was there.
彼得起來講說話,
when Peter stood to speak,
聖經很清楚彼得和11個使徒一同起來,
the scriptures record clearly for us, Peter and the 11 stood with him. John was there. And the book of Acts chapter 3 records, there was one who was by the gate of the temple, the gate beautiful. He was waiting for someone to give him alms. And the scriptures record for us, Peter and John went to the temple. As they passed this place, they healed this person there. John was there. But John did not say anything. It was Peter who said to this man, gold or silver have I not, but we give unto you what we have. Walk in the name of Jesus the Nazareth. And this is spoken by Peter. Was Peter not there? John was there. John absolutely agreed with what Peter said. But John did not manifest, express himself at all. John was there. But it's as if he was standing next to Peter to be Peter's help. As we read on, there are many, many situations. John was always there. Whether it would be difficulties in the church in Jerusalem, or when they shared everything in common, we can see in many, many recordings, John was there. From the recording of the book of Acts, even at the end when it records about John, it was in the book of Acts chapter 15, when they had the great council in Jerusalem. When we see there are some from Jerusalem who went to Antioch, then they claim that those Gentiles who believe in Jesus must also be circumcised. Therefore, Saul and Barnabas went to Jerusalem. They were to share all their work to the brethren in Jerusalem. In Galatians, it tells us, when Paul went up there with Barnabas, and they with the pillars of the church, there are records for us Peter, James, and John. And they had the fellowship of the right hand with the apostles, that is Paul and Barnabas. And when they share fellowship about this matter, we can see then, after this recording,
圣经再没记载关乎约翰的事,
the book of Acts no longer records anything about the apostle John.
我们相信约翰仍旧在耶路撒冷,
of course we believe that John was still in Jerusalem, even into the fall of Jerusalem. The historians tell us,
罗马嘅兵攻打耶路撒冷。
As the Roman soldiers went to attack Jerusalem.
但系因着喺耶路撒冷嘅呢一班神嘅儿女。
But because in Jerusalem there is this group of the children of God.
佢就得着咗呢个预言。
And they received this prophecy.
所以佢哋就趁着罗马兵放松嘅时间。
So when the Roman soldiers were relaxed.
佢哋就逃走。
And they all had fled.
佢哋就离开咗耶路撒冷。
And they had fled Jerusalem.
所以等到罗马军大军攻打耶路撒冷嘅时候。
Therefore, when the Roman soldiers came to attack Jerusalem, we thank God.
呢一班嘅神嘅儿女。
This group of the children of God.
佢哋得以逃过咗呢一个咁样嘅灾难。
They were able to escape this wall.
佢就离开咗耶路撒冷。
They left Jerusalem.
是神将他们保守起来。
And it was God who kept them.
所以从那个时间开始你看见神用着约翰继续在这地方来侍奉。
Therefore, we can see from that time on, God continued to use John to
serve. 这个侍奉就转去到亚细亚的地方。
And this service came to the region of Asia.
耶路撒冷本来是圣灵降临在耶路撒冷的地方。
It was the Holy Spirit who descended in this place, Jerusalem.
在这一些120人身上。
It was upon these 120.
所以教会从耶路撒冷来到开始。
And it was the church began in Jerusalem.
神的工作福音也都从耶路撒冷一路往前行。
The work of the gospel started in Jerusalem and moved forward.
正如同主自己所话所应许的。
Just as the Lord himself promised.
亦都是主所吩咐的。
It was also his command.
当圣灵降临在你们身上。
That when the Holy Spirit descends upon you.
你就从耶路撒冷犹太全地撒玛利亚直到地极。
That was in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, until the ends of the world.
你都作我的见证。
To be my witnesses.
将这福音一路往前传出去。
And you continue to preach forth this gospel.
所以你看见教会从耶路撒冷开始。
So we see the church began in Jerusalem.
福音从耶路撒冷一路往前去。
And the gospel began from Jerusalem and onward.
但是到了一天你听耶路撒冷被拆毁了。
But one day when Jerusalem was destroyed.
耶路撒冷被攻打了。
And Jerusalem was attacked.
罗马这个耶路撒冷呢好像似乎失去了一个工作点。
It seems as if this point of work in Jerusalem was lost.
你就看见慢慢慢慢整个工作就转到这个亚细亚地方。
Therefore, you can see then the work of God went to Asia.
特别到了约翰晚年的时候。
Especially in the last days of John.
你看见他的工作就在这个的以弗所这个地方。
You can see then the work of John was in this place, Ephesus.
他也都关心着小亚细亚的这几个地方的教会。
He was also mindful of the churches in Asia Minor.
很明显你来到启示录。
Very clearly, when we come to Revelation,
你看见神藉着他写信的去给小亚细亚的七个教会的信。
You can see as God used him to write the letters to the seven churches in Asia Minor.
历史家告诉我们。
The historians tell us.
这个约翰他年纪老多的地方。
Now, John was so old to this point.
他行动都不方便。
He was not able to be mobile.
他在以弗所教会来到服侍。
As he served in the church in Ephesus.
每一个主日当要讲道的时候。
Each Sunday as he was to share.
人只能就抬他到聚会地方来。
Others can only carry him to the worship.
但是每一次他来到聚会当中。
And each time when he come to worship.
每一次他只是讲一句的说话。
And each time he would only share these words.
就是你们要彼此相爱。
That is to love one another.
人觉得你没什么其他可以讲了吗？
Others would feel, don't you have anything else?
你不可以有其他东西告诉我们听吗？
Don't you have anything else to tell us?
他说这个是主的命令。
He says this is the Lord's command.
这个是旧的命令。
This is the old command.
这个是新的命令。
It is also the new commandment.
这个是不改变的命令。
This is a commandment that never changes.
这个是约翰最后的信息。
And this is also the last message of John.
因为神托付给过他的。
And this is what God has entrusted to him.
他在那里服侍神教会的。
How you serve the church of God.
他忠心传递神的话。
And he was faithful to the end to deliver the word of God, and that is the truth.
这个正正是最重要的信息。
And this is the most important message.
约翰的职事是一个什么的职事？
The ministry of John, what ministry is that?
当我们看彼得的时候，
When we look at Peter,
我们看见彼得的蒙召，
We see when Peter was called.
但是正当他做打在撒网打鱼的时候，
That is when he was casting the nets to be a fisherman.
主用着他做一个得人的人，
and the Lord used him to be a fisher of men.
将人从这个罪恶的世界大海里面，
so that for all those who are in this sinful world, in this vast sea of sin,
将这些人将他网过来，
so that they would be cast and caught in this big net,
带进到神的国里头去，
and enter brought into the kingdom of God.
当保罗蒙召的时候，
when Paul was called,
他本来的职业就是织帐篷的人，
he was one who was a tent maker.
神也都用着这个人，
God also used this individual,
来到做教会建造的工作，
to do the building work of the church.
像他织帐篷一样，
just as he was building the tent.
将这帐篷被搭起来,
so that this tent can be made and built and established.
成为一个可居住的地方,
to be a place where it's habitable.
甚至彼得将许许多的人带入来了,
God through Peter brought many in.
这些人好像进到这份彼得所见的异象大布里面,
and they've entered into this great blanket as if the vision of Peter,
不管是犹太人, 不管是外邦人,
whether they be Jew or Gentile,
都完全因着神恩典来到神的国里面,
by the grace of God, they have all entered into the kingdom of God.
现在这一班人在神的国里头,
and now this group of people is in the kingdom of God.
这一班人需要被建造起来,
this group of people must be built.
甚至保罗将他们被建造,
through Paul, God built them,
叫他们能够成为神自己可以得着的一个具体显出神荣耀的器皿,
So that they can corporately manifest what God is after, this corporate body. And this is the body of Christ. To manifest the glory of the head. To testify of God himself. And this is the church. And this is the work that God is to do through Paul. But as time continues on, you can see there's a disciple whom God has left, this disciple whom the Lord called. What work does God use him to do? This is a work of mending.
当他在加利利被主呼召的时候,
when he was by the Sea of Galilee and met by the Lord,
主呼召他来跟从我,
when the Lord met him, come, follow me.
圣经说他们在船上正在补网,
the scriptures record for us, he and his brother were on the ship and they were mending nets.
当然他们是一个渔夫,
of course they are fishermen.
他们懂得撒网,
they know how to cast the net.
但是圣经形容他们遇见主被主呼召的那一刻,
but the scriptures record for us and describe on the moment they were met by the Lord, when the Lord called them. The Spirit records for us specifically they were mending nets. And they were called of the Lord. We know mending nets is very important. A fisherman has cast out the net, and they have taken the haul.
用得久的时候,
now, as time goes by,
很自然这个网就会破裂了,
very naturally, the net will break.
鱼拿得太多的时候,
when you have such a great catch,
亦都有机会会破裂,
there will be a chance for the net to break.
所以我们曾经讲过在路加福音第五章的时候,
therefore, we have said before in Luke chapter 5,
我们主叫彼得下网打鱼,
we see that the Lord told Peter to put the net down.
那一天, 彼得捞上来的鱼啊,
and the net which Peter caught that day,
多到一个地步,
it was so great,
圣经说网都几乎要破了,
that the net was to break.
需要多一条船来帮手,
so they needed another ship to come and help,
一个很大的收获,
because it was such a great catch.
但是这个网,
now this net,
哎呀, 这么多个鱼, 承受不了这个力量,
and now so much fish, the net cannot receive this stress. It's about to break. We can see that the net can always break at any time. As time goes by, the net can break. When there's too much pressure, it can break. So you need this mending work. If you do not mend the net will lose its function. Paul does the building work.
他在工头,
he is the foreman, and he has set the foundation.
哎呀, 众人在, 其他的人在上高来建造,
and others build upon it.
当然各人工程在神的面前被交出来,
of course, we all have our function before God and we are accountable.
建造不是一个草木和家的建造,
now, this building of the church is not a building of hay, stubble, and clay.
这个建造是一个重要的建造,
but it is an important building.
是一个金银宝石的建造,
but it is a work of gold, silver, and precious stones.
这个保罗在神的面前战战兢兢要来负的一个责任,
this is a responsibility that Paul had to serve with fear and trembling.
绝对不容许教会胡乱的在地方来建造,
he would not allow for the church to be built very casually.
虽然从量来讲, 草木和街, 实在可以看到很大量,
if we look at the quantity, the hay, stubble, and clay can be a great amount.
但一点都没有这个实际的价值,
but they have no substance of of value.
这金银宝石要花了很大代价才可以得着这个结果。
But the gold, silver, and precious stones must go through a lot of work in order to have such high value.
但是它是一个非常重要的事。
But it is very, very important.
神的教会应该用有金银宝石的建造的工作。
The church of God ought to be the work of gold, silver, and precious stones.
神的教会并不是随便照着人意在这地方来到可以做的工作。
That the church of God is not just according to the will of man, something we can do very
casually. 所以保罗极之关心神教会的光景。
Therefore, Paul was very mindful of the condition of the church.
当他离开这个以弗所。
When he left Ephesus.
当他赶着上耶路撒冷的时候。
When Paul was about to go to Jerusalem.
他盼望在五旬节之前就可以赶上耶路撒冷。
He wanted to reach Jerusalem before Pentecost.
他虽然经过以弗所。
And even though he only passed by Ephesus.
没进到以弗所,
he did not enter into Ephesus.
也许他担心他再到以弗所的时间,
perhaps he was concerned if he were to set foot in Ephesus.
这地方曾经三年之久他跟他们之间有好的关系,
that for 3 years he had a good relationship there with them.
他服侍他们,
he served them.
如果他再去, 可能感情上要增加, 更加增加,
if he set foot in Ephesus, perhaps it was a stressful in his emotions.
神的工作,
but for the work of God,
他越过了以弗所,
even when he went through Ephesus, but
他想到以弗所教会,
he thought of the church
in Ephesus
and the problems they
would
have. And so he asked for elders to meet him at Miletus. And there he gave them reminder and encouragement
教导他们,
to teach them.
他告诉他们,
he shared with them how I've served you in these 3 years I was with you.
不管是众人面前,在个人的家中,
whether with amongst the multitude or in your home.
他都将神的旨意并, 并没有避讳的来向他们说,
but I have not shunned to tell you concerning the will of God.
他都提醒他们, 我相信我走了之后,
he reminds them, I believe, after I have left,
必定有凶暴的豺狼进到你中间,
there will be ravenous wolves in your midst,
要破坏神的教会,
that will destroy the church of God.
圣灵立你们作全群的监督,
and the Holy Spirit has appointed you as elders,
牧养神的群羊,
to shepherd the sheep of God.
你们需为群羊来谨慎,
that you must be aware for the flock.
哎呀, 这个是保罗对教会的关心,
this is the concern of Paul for the church.
弟兄姊妹, 保罗讲的话是不是实在?
Brothers and sisters, the words of Paul, are they
reality?
They are in fact true.
因为当保罗离开了以弗所教会,
that is when Paul left
时间过了去了,
Ephesus, after time passed.
哎呀, 你看见当他晚年写信给提摩太的时候,
you can see in his end days when he wrote to Timothy.
提摩太是他将他留在以弗所服侍的一个成的仆人。
As he left young Timothy to serve in the church of Ephesus,
但你看见他告诉提摩太,
he says to Timothy,
神的家落在一个什么样的光景当中,
what is the condition of the house of God?
你需要怎样的来帮助他,
how you must help them,
特别来到提摩太后书的时候,
especially in 2 Timothy.
他告诉提摩太这个整个教会的光景,
he tells Timothy of the condition of the church,
已经落在一种大户人家的光景里面,
it is as a house of a great man,
已经跟从前不一样,
it is different from before.
保罗心里面极之难过,
and Paul was sorrowful in his heart. And he was worried in his heart. Because as the church continued, that even before that century ended, you can see that the church has already strayed. Now this church that was being built has already begun to topple. This tent is about to fall.
哎呀,
so you can see the sorrow in Paul's heart. Paul's heart was in sorrow. He was concerned with the church of God. Would it be that our Lord in heaven would not care for the church?
难道我们主不知道,
would it be that our Lord does not take notice and know?
难道他不知道会将会发生这样的事吗?
Does he not know that this will happen?
当然他完全的明白,
of course he completely knows.
他完全的理解,
and he understands.
所以他为着他的旨意,
so for his own will,
他留下这位他所呼召的人,
he left this one whom he has called,
将约翰留在那地,
and he left John there.
约翰被留存下来,
and when John was kept there, It was to do the work of mending nets. To do the work of mending. Brothers and sisters. There is this work, the principle in which God works by. In the previous creation, in the creation of the world, God entrusted the angels to govern. After the angels fell, God has created then man. But not because we have sinned and fallen as well. Then he will just destroy us. God did not do so.
如果神要將我們毀壞,
if God were to destroy us, it would be simple as that. But God had long suffering towards us. He saved us.
所以希伯來書說,
so Hebrews tells us he did not save the angels.
他救伯拉罕的後裔,
but he has saved the descendants, the seed of Abraham. And he is to gain us. To transform us. So on a certain angle. Now we who are already broken. But God is to mend again, make over.
Of course,
God is not only doing the mending work. He is to give us a new life. So that when we enter into this relationship with him in the new life. That in this new life we will be built up. So when we look at the condition of the church, as time passed, because the hand of man has continued to increase in the church of God, we can see gradually that the church has lost the condition it ought to be in. Gradually there is corruption in the church. Brothers and sisters, it really aches our hearts, our Lord's heart. He wants the church to be served. So that the church ought to stand on the foundation she ought to be on. So that when he comes, he will gain the church that he is after. Brothers and sisters, and at the end of the first century, you can see that this net is broken, that this tent was about to topple. But we thank God. God used John. God used him to mend nets. And this is the ministry of the mending. It is an important ministry. This ministry of mending nets, especially in the last days, it is an utmost important ministry. Of course, we do not say that the ministry of Peter is not important, that the ministry of Paul is not important. But even throughout history until now,
每一个时代里面,
each generation,
都同时间,
at the same time, we see these three ministries working together at the same time.
福音直到如今不能够停止,
even now, the gospel cannot stop and must move forward.
圣经院里面被勾出来,
the children of God, once they are saved, cannot remain stationary. They must be built up. But at the same time, we see this ministry of mending must continue to move forward at the same time. At the same time, when we see these ministries together serving God at the same time, there is not one ministry that is over uniquely above another. We cannot say we only focus on this particular ministry. We cannot say because I like to preach the gospel. So I like the ministry of Peter. We see that is the foundation of the church. So we only put all focus and energy upon this. So nothing else is important. And that's all we need to do, and that's enough. Then that would go make us go astray. Let us not only see, we must only build and build. If the church is not built, then it cannot be gained by God. If now that man is saved and did not build up, then this cannot satisfy the heart of God. And they cannot gain and accomplish the will which God is after. So I will focus all my time and energy upon this building. And so when you talk about the gospel, it has nothing to do with me. And that's the work of another. That is not my work.
当然这个是绝对的错误。
Of course, that is also absolutely wrong.
我们都不能够只在这地方说，我们今天看到教会的光景。
We cannot only say that we see the condition of the church today.
我们不讲全福音了。
And we do not share about the gospel. 我们不讲建造了。 We do not share about building.
我们只在这地方专门来读关乎修补了。
And there we only focus all on mending.
弟兄姊妹，如果是咁样样嘅话，
if that is the case,
一边我哋就偏差咗。
On the one hand, we have gone astray.
一边我哋好容易落咗哥林多教会光景里。
On the other hand, we can fall into the condition of the current church.
我哋就从一啲职事，从一啲人身上过嚟到跟随咗人去。
Then we will follow certain ministry or certain persons as we see there.
我哋慢慢就会向着某一啲嘅职事上过去。
Now gradually we'll gravitate toward a particular ministry.
或者抬举咗某啲职事嘅人咯。
Or we might exalt certain people of this ministry.
如果教会不但只不能得到建造，
not only is the church not built in that situation,
相反地你睇见教会更加快速嘅落喺破坏嘅里面。
But on the contrary, we see there would be more break of the church being broken.
虽然神兴起不同嘅职事，
and even though the Lord has different ministry,
但是没有一个职事是不重要，
but there is not one ministry that is not important.
也没有一个职事是高过任何职事。
There is not one ministry that is above another.
所以我们看见这三个职事，
so when we see these three ministries,
那是每一个时代里面都是平衡的在表现出来。
Throughout the generations, they have moved parallel together at the same time.
从第一个世纪使徒还未曾过去的时候开始，
even from the first century before the apostles all passed,
你看见约翰的职事就已经被显明。
You can see that the ministry of John was already evident there.
当教会慢慢发展下来的时候，
as the church history continued to develop,
当然你就看见彼得的职事、保罗的职事。
We can see the ministry of Peter, the ministry of Paul.
任何时间你都看见是需要约翰的职事。
And any given time, we also see we need the ministry of John.
因为在这地方需要随时作出这个纠正。
That is because at any given time, we have to make the mending, the correction there.
随时将带回原有的基础上。
We must always bring it back to the original foundation it ought to have.
翻转到原来的形象上高来。
To go back to the original foundation it ought to have.
好叫神所要得着的不会走样。
So that what God is after would not change.
这个是约翰的职事。
And that is the ministry of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们在历史里头来看，
brothers and sisters, when we look in history,
我们都看到我们今天所处的环境，
we see the condition we are in today.
我们看见仇敌， 从神工作的开始，
we can see even from the beginning of God's work that how the enemy works.
用尽办法来破坏神的工作。
That he used all schemes and methods to destroy the work of God.
从这段开始，他就开始来做破坏的工作。
And even from the beginning, the enemy has begun his destructive work.
他没有停止过破坏神的工作。
And he has never ceased to try to destroy the work of God.
所以每一个时机，我们都需要警醒在神的面前。
Therefore, at all times, we must be alert before God.
我们都为了群羊来警醒。
That we must be alert for the flock.
因为随时
because the enemy will enter into the church at any time. And the church will be destroyed because harmed by these things. And we can see the ministry of the gospel. Gradually, when we see the work of man's hand in this gospel work, not only do we see there is only work, that man only focus on the greatness of the work, only the increase in numbers. Man does not focus on the substance of the gospel. Therefore, we can see the gospel as it's being preached today. And many times does not speak even on salvation. Does not speak on the Lord himself. Does not speak on man's need for repentance and confession. Just to say you believe in Jesus and that's enough.
忘记了神的话,
and they have forgotten the word of God. Unless man
confesses,
and that they don't repent and only I believe in Jesus.
没看见自己是一个罪人,
they do not see that they are a sinner.
没悔改认罪了,
and they do not repent and confess their sin before God's presence. Would be one that would truly believe in Jesus.
绝对绝对是一个错误的事情,
that is completely, absolutely wrong.
但是很可惜人怕这个工作没有果效,
but man is afraid there's no work, no fruit to show for this labor.
人怕讲罪讲得太重了,
that if I focus too much on sin,
就人家会厌恶了,
others would despise.
所以用尽很多的言语来将这个罪的事实来改变它。
And so they use much wording, different words, to put another spin on this matter of sin.
只是为了人能够容易接受。
So others can receive this more easily.
只是为了自己工作能够有果效。
So only I can show the fruit of my labor.
慢慢慢慢因着人的缘故。
Gradually because of the reason of man.
这个福音慢慢慢慢都走样了。
This gospel continues to change.
慢慢因着人要做大的缘故,
because man wants to show the great work. Many of man's ways enter into the work of the gospel.
结果你看见,
as it seems, the gospel is preached. But the substance has changed.
目标不相同了,
and the goal has changed.
你看见受到破坏,
and you can see there is being broken there. And that needs to be corrected and and this has to be corrected.
慢慢地看见人在建造神的教会,
gradually, when we see men building the church of God,
教会在地方建造起来同样一样,
and just as the church is being built,
人所注重的不过是外在,
again, man focus on the appearance.
人所注重的不过是人数,
we want to see the number.
人所注重的不过是组织,
and I want to see the organization.
人所注重的不过是到底这个地方有多少财力物力的表现,
man would want to manifest how powerful we are, how much money we have in the
account,
or what authority and what fame I can gain from this.
到底教会应该怎么建造?
But how ought the church to be built?
人没有注重的属灵的实际,
man does not look at the spiritual reality. That the church needs to be corrected. The church must be built. And that is the ministry of John. We can see during the time of Paul, in his last day, we can see heresies that have entered into the church. Apparently, when we read Colossians, we can see some so-called heresy that enter into the church. And there is Gnostic knowledge that have entered into the church. And they have denied the holy position of the Lord himself. And they thought he was only a creation of in the universe, one of the creations. That man, when they come before God, we need special knowledge.
他们能够给你一些高层的知识,
and the Gnostics can give you this high level of knowledge.
又或者要对付自己的肉体,
or perhaps that you have to deal with your flesh.
所以你就看见教会这个真理,
you can see then the truth of the church has been destroyed. And when the church is being built, it is very dangerous. Of course, we see during Paul's service, the traditions of the Jewish people continue to be in conflict. That in difficulty, in hardship, the church was being built.
慢慢,
gradually, that all passed.
慢慢, 保罗他在监牢里面,
gradually, even Paul was in prison and he was martyred for my God. And Peter was no longer there. Who there continues to hold fast to this testimony? So others would know what in fact is the gospel. How ought the church to be built? What condition it should be in? We thank God. The ministry of John is manifested. So when we read about John, when we see from John very clearly, when he wrote the gospel according to John, when he wrote 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, of course, he was used by God to write Revelation. This is the ministry of
John.
All the writings of the apostles, the last ones were written by John.
四卷的福音书,
the four gospels.
最早形成的一卷福音书就是马可福音,
the first gospel that was completed was the gospel of Mark.
最后形成的一卷福音书就是约翰福音,
the last gospel that was finished was the gospel of John.
神用了他在最后的日子里面,
God used him in the last days.
他写的约翰福音跟其他福音书都不相同,
when he wrote the gospel of John, it's completely different from the other gospels.
人称马太、马可、路加这三卷书,
when others call the gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke,
神学上称他做妇女福音是一般性的福音,
they were just a general gospel. And they tell us the life of Christ. And how he spoke. But only when we read the gospel of John, and you see the gospel that's spoken of by John, it is unlike the gospel of Matthew. It is unlike the gospel of Luke. Of course, he did not record the genealogy. It was unlike the recording of the genealogy of Matthew. That was giving us many, many lessons.
Or
the Gospel of Luke. Or how the Lord himself was when he walked on earth. And the Gospel of Luke shows us how he was born a babe and how he grew. That is not John's responsibility. It was unlike Mark to record all the work of the Lord. He recorded what the Lord said.
Or
what the Lord did. But he tells us not only what the Lord said and did, but the spiritual meaning behind all that work. That is because John desired for us to have the right focus, not to see beyond the work and the speech. Who this Lord truly is, for who he is.
他是哪位?
Who he truly is.
没错,
yes, he is the king. And that is what Matthew shows us. He can say much words.
他说话有权威,
and there is authority in those
没错,
words. Yes, he is the servant of God. And that is Mark's responsibility. So that the Lord worked much and fast.
没错,
yes, he is the perfect man. And Luke tells us that. This is the perfect and complete man. Not only is he God, but he is the perfect man, the Son of Man in our midst. But brothers and sisters, John tells us, this king, this Son of Man, this servant of God, even more so, he is the Son of God. And man needs to know and have the right focus. That he is one from the beginning. He is God. And he is with God. Of course, he is also God. And he is God who became man. And he is the wisdom of God. And he is the truth, the word of God. And through him, he was expressed to the world. And he is God. This is the one whom man needs to focus rightly upon. Therefore, John tells us, this Jesus, this one who dwelt in the flesh on earth, the Son of God, he is the Son of God. And this is the Gospel of John. That I have written this so that you may know that he is the Son of God. And that you will receive eternal life through him by believing in his name. God shows us this Gospel through John. When we place this amongst the other three Gospels, especially points out, at the same time reminds us, we cannot neglect this Gospel book. We cannot only know the teaching of the Lord. We cannot only just know His authority that He has. If that is the case, we will fall into the trap. We only focus on authority. We cannot merely know that the Lord had much work and labor. Otherwise, we only put our focus on the society and we have to have much social work. Because we have to labor and toil and serve man. We cannot only just know that He is the Son of Man. He is the perfect man. If that is the case, then we'll become a moralist, only focus on the morals. But we must pay attention to that he is the Son of God. And he is the Son of God. And he is that eternal life. And he is the one from the beginning. And when we receive this life, and we are in abiding in this life, and we live in this life, when we will see and we know how to face the organization that is without, then we know what true authority is. Then we know how to submit and obey under the word of God. And when we sustain abide in this, then we know how to serve man. We will not serve externally, but we serve in life. And when we know how perfect our Lord is, not only do we imitate Him externally, but because we have His life, now we're able to live out His
life.
Therefore, we see the important ministry of God. And that His ministry is for us to know Him. And to know that life which was from the beginning. That we cannot be separated from our Lord. We cannot be away from this Lord, brothers and sisters. Therefore, we can see all the miracles recorded in John. All tells us who this Lord is.
哎呀,他不单是行神迹,
not only did he perform the miracles, but it shows us who he is.
所以读圣经让我们看见,
so when we read the Bible,
约翰所说的神迹, 神迹的这两个字,
when this miracle, this word miracle is recorded, this word sign,
那是一个,
it is a sign.
那个精秀,
it is a sign to point us.
这个是很清晰,
it is very clear.
透过这个神迹,
it is through this sign
认识他是哪一位,
to point us to know who he is.
哎呀, 我们的主是哪一个?
Who is our Lord?
他用五个饼, 两条鱼变饼, 吃5000人吃饱,
for the 5 loaves and the 2 fish to feed the 5,000.
约翰告诉他,他就是那个生命的粮,
but only John tells us he is that living bread.
所以难怪主对那边的人说,你不要为了老化的食物来努力,
therefore our Lord is able to tell those to not labor for the bread which will perish,
因为这个不老化的食物来努力,
but you should also labor for the bread that does not perish,
神在天上所给你们的那个,
and that is the bread which God gives you from above.
他就是生命的粮,
and he is the bread of life.
他所行的神,
and all the miracles that he performed is a sign that he is the one who you need. And he is your provision. If you gain him, you will gain life.
所以彼得最末了他说,
therefore, Peter was able to say that you have the word of life. Whom shall we follow? And if you encounter the Lord, you encounter life. And he is that living water. And even at the end of the festival, when there's a shout, and those who thirst can come unto me, and those who believe upon me will have rivers of living water flow from their bellies. If you encounter the Lord, you encounter the living water. And when you encounter the Lord, it will quench your thirst. And he is that light of this world. So he healed the blind. Not only to cure him of his physical sight, but he tells us that the world lies in darkness. And only those who follow him walk in light. For he is the light of this world. And he is that good shepherd. And he laid down his life for us. And he is that true vine. And we must abide in him. And we have the deep fellowship with him. Then we're able to live out the life of the Lord. Of course, he is the way, the truth, and the life. And he is the resurrection. And that is our Lord. All everything that he does brings us back to himself. Sadly, when the gospel is preached, when the church is
moved out,
gradually to who the Lord is, his person, and that we are unclear as to who he is, and to a point that the church is about, all we have is doctrine, and we only see the external form, and our focus is there. Gradually the children of God only see, as long as I'm comfortable, that's fine. It's not important whatsoever about the Lord. Gradually the man will depart further and further away from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见约翰很清楚让我们看见,
you clearly see John shows us he is the one that we need to pay attention to. Today when we abide in the Spirit, and the Spirit is to abide in us,
圣灵在我里面应当有位分,
the Spirit ought to have his position within us, because he has taken the place of our Lord. But sadly today, and that we have changed. And when we speak of the Spirit, many times when they speak of the Spirit, we say they're charismatic.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们当然绝对不是走灵恩派所走的外在的路,
of course, we are not going the way of the charismatics who only focus on the external
matters.
But we absolutely confess that we all enter by the Spirit. All those who are received grace have the Holy Spirit abiding in us. Yet we shall also walk in the Spirit. Therefore, John tells us we must follow, obey the teaching of the anointing and abide in the Spirit. And the Lord will tell us according to the Spirit. And the Spirit will cause us to remember His words, of course. The Spirit will guide us in our life. And this is what we ought to take heed of. We are not focused on how the Holy Spirit will fill you and you have a great miracle and a great work, those external matters. Those things can only satisfy our soul. But we must take note of what position does the Holy Spirit have within us. Because He has come to glorify the Lord. And this is what the Lord tells us through John. He is to bring us back to the life. And so that He will bring us to abide in fellowship with the Lord through the Spirit. This is something that we lack greatly today. Today you ask, how do I live in the Lord's presence? When John was met by the Lord, he abode with the Lord. When the Lord gathered the disciples together, when He appointed them apostles, it is for them to abide with Him always. And when the Lord left the disciples, I will not leave you as orphans. I will go, but I will return. Even though others do not know Him, you know Him. He will always be with you. And this is our Lord. When He ascended on high, but He abides with us through the Spirit. Therefore today we know how we have fellowship with the Lord. But many times we lose this fellowship life with the Lord. And we forget about the guidance of the Spirit within. When we serve the Lord together, and we forget the position which the Spirit has within us, and man's will has overcome the voice of the Spirit within. Therefore, many times we don't know the will of God because we have forgotten about the Lord that abides in us. Brothers and sisters, John tells us that you must repent and return to the Lord. You must have a relationship with this Lord of life. And you have to be united with Him. You have to have fellowship with Him. And you have to abide in Him. And you have to pay attention to the position that He has within you. Whenever you depart from Him, of course you cannot do anything. Yet, sadly, the further we're away from the Lord, the more relaxed we are. And the more we're away from the Lord, the more freedom it seems we have. Because we'll do whatever we want. But the Lord said no. Aside from me, apart from me, you cannot do anything. What we need is to always have fellowship with Him. And we have to hold fast to Him. And we have to unite and connect with Him. And the position, how great it increased within us. How much position and value does the life of the Son of God have in you? Will impact the life we have before God today. And our service before Him today. And this is something we have to hold fast to. As the church continues, very clearly we can see, And this is something that the church lacks in these last days. We have forgotten about the Lord that abides in us. And John tells us. And I have preached to you the life from the beginning. And that which we have heard. Which we have beheld. And which we have handled with our own hands. And this life was made manifest. And we bear testimony of that life. And this life which was with the Father. And this is the message which we delivered unto you. So that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship in fact is with the Father and the Son. And when we have fellowship in the church. It is based upon the fellowship we have with the Father. If we have good fellowship with the Lord. If we do not, then we cannot have normal fellowship. Only when we have good fellowship with the Lord. Then we can have fellowship with one another. And this is the normal church life. And the normal church life is in the fellowship of one another. And it is the fellowship of life. This fellowship is because we first have good fellowship with the head. And we have good fellowship with God. And we have good fellowship with our Lord. And then we can have good fellowship amongst one another. Whenever we are abnormal with the Lord. Then we cannot have good fellowship with brothers and sisters. All the fellowship we have is only in our emotions. All the fellowship is only according to man's will. All the fellowship would only bring schisms and division in the church. Because it is not under the condition of a normal good fellowship. John tells us. Only when we hold fast to this and return to the fundamental. Then we can have that good fellowship. And good church life. Brothers and sisters. When we live in this having fellowship with the Lord. John also tells us. Then we can see that He is light. When we have fellowship with God, very naturally we'll see
神就是光,
says that God is light. Of course, we did not read this passage. And that when we have fellowship with the Lord, our joy is made complete. Of course, one who has normal fellowship with the Lord, we are filled with joy. But John tells us that God is light. In Him there is no darkness. If we have fellowship with God, then we have fellowship with Him in the light.
下面怎么说?
And what does it say?
当我在光里面的时候,
and when we're in the light,
看到什么?
What do we see?
看到什么?
What do we see?
当我在光里面,
when we're in light,
我们不是看到别人,
we do not see any other.
我们看到的是我们自己,
we see ourselves.
我们看到我们自己的,
and we see how filthy and defiled we are.
犯了罪的,
and we see that we are a sinner.
我们若在光中,
if we're in
light,
then if we confess our sins,
接着神是信实的公义的,
and then He says God is faithful and righteous,
必要赦免我们的罪,
He will forgive us our sins and cleanse us of our unrighteousness.
如果我们说自己没有罪,
if we say we have no sin, but we are liars, and we are not in the light, very clearly you can see in the light what
do
we see. We say we want light. What kind of light? We need light to read the Word of God. And when we read the Word of God, we have light. We see something. Now I can express it. I can fellowship. Brothers and sisters. Of course, that is important. But what is light? The Word of God is light. Of course, it enlightens us. For His Word is the lamp to our feet and the light unto our path. But God Himself is the light.
生命在他里头，即生命就系人嘅光。
And in him is the life, and this life is the light of man.
呢个系约翰福音第一章里面第四节所讲嘅。
And this is in John chapter 1 verse 4.
生命就喺佢里面。
And him is the life.
你碰到佢生命
，when you encounter his life，
自然碰到呢个光。
Very naturally you see the light.
光要照明嘅就系黑暗。
And the light is to shine in the darkness.
要照到我哋里面里头。
And to encounter light and enlighten us within, brothers and sisters.
任何一个人活在光中嘅时候
，anyone who lives in the light，
所睇到嘅唔系。别人嘅对错嘅问题
，They do not see the rights and wrongs of others。
唔系别人有啲咩问题
，Or what problems others have。
系我
，But me。
系啊，好可惜，好多嘅时候。
Sadly though, many a time。
我哋会话呢个弟兄
，Oh this brother。
呢个弟兄唔系光中
，This brother is not in the light。
呢个弟兄根本就系喺黑暗里面
，And he is in darkness。
呢个弟兄睇唔到嘢嘅
，He cannot see anything。
弟兄姊妹，请你讲得慢一啲。
Now slow down。
你若果真在光中
，If you're truly in light，
你唔系睇到佢喺黑暗中
，You do not see him in darkness，
你睇你喺黑暗中
，But you will see that you're in darkness， I am in darkness。
我哋主唔系咁讲过
，That's not that what the Lord said。
你睇见别人眼中嘅亮
，You see，
你睇见别人眼中嘅刺
，And you see the prick that is in the other person's eye。
你冇睇到你自己眼中亮目
，And yet you do not see the beam that is in your own eye。
我哋常常以为有光，不过睇到别人。
Many times we say we have light, but it's only shown upon others。
神嘅话俾我睇见。
But the word of God tells us。
咁我哋真正遇着光
，truly encounter light。
真正在光的里面的话
，If we truly walk in light，
你就睇见系照明咗你自己嘅黑暗。
We can see it has enlightened our own darkness。
你睇见我自己嘅软弱。
We see how weak we are。
你睇见我自己失败。
We see how failure we are。
当你睇到你自己嘅时候
，And when we see ourselves，
我仲有啲乜嘢可以争执啊
？What then can I contend for？
我仲有啲乜嘢可以坚持啊
？What can I hold fast to？
因为我喺黑暗里头。
Because I am in darkness。
我喺呢种光景当中。
And if I'm in this condition，
我点可以喺度点表现出我咁刚强
？How can I manifest how strong I am？
我仲有啲乜嘢可以比别人更加强
？How can I say I'm better than others？
我需要喺主面前求主赦免。
But before the Lord, I must ask for His forgiveness。
我需要喺主面前求主更多光照我。
I must ask the Lord to enlighten me even more。
让我睇见我呢个人嘅败坏。
So I see how corrupt that I am。
呢个系光。
And that is light。
光应该系照明咗我哋。
And the light ought to shine upon us to illuminate us。
呢个光真真正对我哋有实际果效。
Then this light will have a true effect upon us。
如果光不能够照明我
，If the light cannot enlighten me，
如果呢个所有光不过叫你更多嘅睇到别人嘅错误
，But if this light, so-called light, can only see the errors in others，
呢个唔系真嘅光。
That is not the true light。
呢个唔系从主嚟嘅光。
This is not the light from the Lord。
主嚟嘅光就叫我哋照明。
The light from the Lord is to enlighten us.
更多主面前被对付嘅时候
，so that we can be dealt with more by the Lord.
你睇见你慢慢同主就与主同行。
So gradually we will walk with the Lord.
你就在光明中与神同行。
Then we'll walk with Him in the light.
你光越过就越更加强。
Greater and greater will be the light.
弟兄们，呢个系光嘅作用。
This is the function of light. When we connect it with the light, and when we have fellowship with the Lord of life, then we will encounter light. Not only do we see light, of course we will walk then in righteousness.
And we will see.
John tells us,
他是一个在光明中在生命里面的人
one who is in light, in life.
你认识这位主
You come to know this Lord.
你与主相交
And you have fellowship with this Lord.
你应当显出来的主的生命
You ought to manifest that His life.
生命不单是一个公义的生命
And this is not only a life of righteousness.
他的生命更加是爱的生命
But He is also a life of love.
神就是光
God is light.
在他毫无黑暗
In Him there is no darkness.
神就是爱
God is love.
弟兄姊妹，呢个系我哋所熟悉嘅道理。
And this is doctrine we know well.
神就是爱。
God is love.
我哋嘅神就系一位爱嘅神。
Because our God is love.
佢将爱嘅生命俾过我哋。
And He has given us the life.
我哋若果在佢交通当中
，If we're in fellowship with Him，
你睇见啲爱就自然应当从我哋显出嚟啊。
Naturally, we see this love out to display from us.
叫我哋能够爱神嘅心
，so that we have a heart that loves God。
亦都叫我哋能够爱人嘅心
，then we have a heart that loves man。
所以让好清楚多次嘅俾我睇见。
Very clearly, we can see John tells us.
我哋认识神嘅爱
，if we know God's love，
我哋唔单止个爱。
Not only do we love God，
我哋若果真嘅爱神
，if we truly love God，
也当爱弟兄。
We ought to love brethren。
呢个叫活在爱嘅当中。
And this what it means to live in love。
真嘅爱
，true love，
就好像主爱我哋爱。
It's just as the love which the Lord has loved us with。
主爱着我哋舍命。
that he gave us his life.
原来意思是主为着我放下魂,
in other words, he laid down his life, his soul for us.
他自己,
he put down himself for us. And we ought to lay down our life for our brother. That we should lay down our soul life for our brother.
自己,
that we would lay down ourselves. And that is love.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
从中文的圣经说为弟兄舍命,
in the Chinese translation it says, give of your life for your brother.
我有多少条命可以写?
How many lives can I give?
猫有九条命, 我们人都有条命,
the cat has nine lives, we only have one.
我有多少条命可以为你写?
How many of my lives can I give for my brother?
所以我当然要选啊,
of course, I have to choose
it. 我最觉得值得为他舍命的,
I choose the one whom I think is worthy for me to give my life. And this is my good brother.
样样都听我,
he always listens to me.
样样都拜我,
he always supports me.
样样都在那个地方,
he's always on my side.
做兄弟的,
okay, as brothers.
有难, 我一定帮你,
okay, you have difficulty, I'll always help you.
我值得为你舍命,
and I will give my life for him.
那个人,
that other person.
等我来世有第二条命先讲,
oh, forget it. Only when I have another life in the life to come, then I'll talk about it.
只有条命,
I only have one life.
主要为弟兄舍命,
the Lord says, give, lay down your life for your brother.
为弟兄放下你的自己,
to put down yourself for your brother.
这个叫做爱,
that is love.
爱是什么?
What is love?
爱是有牺牲,
love means sacrifice.
爱是没计较,
love, love does not take into account.
人间的爱,我们歌颂最高的爱,是没有爱。
The man says the greatest love is a mother's love.
哎呀, 母爱伟大, 对不对?
That the mother's love is great.
所以母亲节你很难找位,
and so during Mother's Day, it's hard to find a place in the restaurant. When it's Father's Day, you can't have space in the restaurant.
因为母亲节是父亲给钱, 父亲节是父亲给钱,
because Mother's Day or Father's Day, the father is paying.
所以你对母爱非常伟大,
so you can see a mother's love is great.
母爱的确将所有的为着子女为着家庭付出,
yes, the mother's love give herself for the family, for the children.
但是人间的爱, 远远不及宇宙当中神的爱,
but the greatest love even of the world can far cannot compare with the great love of God in the universe. God so loved us.
神爱世人,
God so loved the world.
甚至将个独生子都赐给我们,
that he gave us his only begotten son.
将个儿子都给我们,
that he gave us his only begotten son.
所以罗马书说他还有什么不给我们?
So therefore Romans tells us, what else would he withhold from us?
他连个儿子都肯舍,
for he has already given, willing to spare not his own son. That is love.
爱是有舍,
love means sacrifice. Love to mean down. Love does not kick account
of.
That is true love.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, in the house of God,
从我开始的时候,
even from the beginning,
教会建立起来的时候,
when the church was being built,
你看见的是爱,
we see love.
看见凡物公用,
you know, that you share everything in common, and they have fellowship with one another. They love one another.
没有一个人说自己的东西是, 是自己的,
no one said this belongs to me.
所有的都是大家的,
everything was shared in common.
这个是初期教会光景,
and that's the condition of the early church.
这个爱的表现,
and that's the manifestation of love.
弟兄姊妹,你看见到教会慢慢下来的时候,
brothers and sisters, you see as the church continued to go,
你看见撒旦就来破坏这个爱的关系,
you see Satan come to destroy this relationship of love.
你看见就欺骗, 看见就有一个污秽黑暗的东西出现,
and you can see there's deception and there's sin and defilement.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
到了晚期的时候,
but later on,
神藉着约翰告诉我们,
John, through the elderly John,
这个恢复是恢复到这样的光景,
God tells us this restoration is to be restored into this condition.
需要显出的是神的爱,
what you need to manifest is the love of God, for God is love.
当约翰在写到启示录的时候,
and when John wrote Revelation,
你看他写给亚述七个教会,
you see he writes the seven letters to Asia Minor.
这个是他服侍的教会在以弗所,
and this is the church who he served in Ephesus. He knows Ephesus full well,
也都是实在的需要,
and that's truly what they need.
他告诉以弗所教会听,
he tells the church in Ephesus,
什么你们都好,
that you're good in everything.
是你劳苦工作什么你都做得不错,
I know your labor, your work, you've done all well.
你都有属灵的半边,
and you know that how to know spiritual deceit.
你知道什么叫做结党,
and you know which is of the Nicodatus.
你恨恶尼哥拉这个党人,
and you have hated the Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
你分辨到什么叫真的使徒和假的使徒,
and you have spiritual discernment to know which are apostles or not.
劳苦的工作,
and I know your labor,
属灵的分辨,
and your spiritual discernment, everything you have there.
但是主的话说,
but the Lord's word says,
然而有一件事情我要跟你反对,
I have this against you,
我要责备你,
I have to rebuke you,
就是因为你将起初的爱失去了,
that is because you have lost your first love. This is the most important love. This is the love with the Lord. This is the love that establishes in the relationship with the Lord. And it has been covered by much work. By all this spiritual knowledge, the love is covered up. And the most important thing, the Lord says, you have lost it. And you have forsaken the first love. Brothers and sisters, this is a this is the greatest issue with Ephesus. So the Lord through John reminds them that you must return to where you have fallen. You have to return to the beginning of this love. And you have to have a relationship with this Lord of love. And this is what the church needs. Brothers and sisters, when we live in life, you see that love must be built up. And this love must be built up. How very naturally we go back to the first message, the second message. We will still see the same lesson. It is the lesson of the cross. And the cross manifests the love of God to us. Only when Christ manifests the love to us and gave himself for us while we still yet sinners, thus the love of God is demonstrated to us. The love, the cross is the story of love. And the cross also brings us into the reality of this love. Because the cross deals with the self. And the more we deal with the self, then we can love the brother. When we are dealt with the more, then we can lay down more of ourselves. Then we can accept our brother. Then we can manifest the love of Christ. When we do not learn this lesson, when I insist on myself, you can see love cannot be displayed. And this is the ministry of God. And this is the message God gives us through John. And this is the voice we have to take note of in these last days. Therefore, John says that a message which the Spirit has to say to the churches, let them who have an ear hear. To those who overcome, God will grant them the fruit of the tree of life in the midst of the paradise. They have the tree of life in the midst of the paradise. Brothers and sisters, this is the voice of God to us. What is to overcome? A very simple understanding. In anything that is abnormal, and that you go back to what is normal, that is to overcome. Others, how they are, is not our concern. But you and I, how are we like? To go back to that which is normal. To go back to having fellowship with the Lord. Go back to the light. To return to the love. Then you see. Then you will manifest this overcoming life of the Lord, brothers and sisters. The ministry of Peter gives us hope. So it seems as if we're hopeless when we look at ourselves, but we thank the Lord. He shows us that He is our living hope. And that's what the Lord gives us. The ministry of Paul shows us that it's the ministry of faith. That he tells us to live in faith. That hold fast the faith. Only have faith in our Lord. And that is our way. And John tells us he is a ministry of love. He shows us only in this life, in love, we're able to complete that which God is after. May the Lord help us through the fellowship time we have together. Once again, we mutually encourage one another, that we remind one another in the Word of God. We know how to deal with the situation we face. Because in society, or even in the church, in our normal daily life, in our church service, we must live in such spiritual reality. Then the church can progress forward. And when our Lord tarries, the church nevertheless needs to move forward. The gospel needs to be preached. The church must be built. But more importantly, we have to sustain life to have that relationship with the Lord, to be in light, in love, to manifest the spiritual reality. And then our Lord shall return. This is reminded to us in Revelation that the church must live in reality to await for our Lord's return. Let us bow in prayer. Lord, we thank Thee. Thou lovest us. Thou hast given Thyself to us. Thou loved the church and gave the Thyself for the church. And Thou will build Thy church. May Thy word may be completed in our life. So that we may first be transformed by Thee. So that in Thy presence we are first dealt with. So that we may be gained by Thee. Lord, we truly believe. When Thou tarry, because Thou have long patience
with
us, so that we will have the opportunity to change, so that, Lord, You may gain us. Therefore, we bow our head and worship Thee. Lord, may Thy return quickly, that Thou will change us even more, so that we may hasten Thy return. May Thou bless Thy church. Be with us. In the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.